This is Fesco and Dusty.
I got Mahomes' balls in my hands.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh yeah, football, football.
From potholes to pop-ups, we got it covered.
Hey!
Here's Bob Fesco.
Take a bite out of my ass.
And Dusty Likens.
Big nuts.
All right, before we get into Colin Cowherd's take, wow, this is number 14 on the pro list of NFL players, top 100. Brian Burns at number 14. I mean, he's a really good player, but I think that's high.
16 and a half sacks last year.
Yeah, good point.
He did what Karlaftis was supposed to do, according to Matt McMullen.
Yeah, there was a four or five Giants interviewing together, Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, a couple of those guys, and they were asking each other about, you know, the interviewer was asking them about traits that they like in them, and when they got to Brian Burns, one of them was like, he's a coach. He's a coach. He knows everything. Eight of his 16 and a half sacks last year were because he just knows the game.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like, that's a cool nugget.
Yeah. Like, that's how smart he is, that he knows exactly what was going to happen, and he was able to make the plays because he's so smart.
Yeah.
Damn.
Trade Rashee Rice for Brian Burns.
No.
Giants.
Get bent.
Yeah, for sure. So some news out of Chiefs camp and for some information on Saturday. This comes via Matt Derrick. Chiefs quarterback Justin Fields taking first team reps as starter Saturday. He's behind the first team offensive line, which will be at left tackle Jalen Moore. Left guard Kingsley Suamataia. Center is Creed Humphrey. Right guard Mike Caliendo. And right tackle Khalil Benson.
Mm-hmm.
So some notes out of there. Justin Fields probably playing for what, the number two quarterback position on the roster, seeing what Nussmeier does after he exits the game. I think there's some logic there. And then still no Trey Smith, still no Josh Simmons. So again, preseason game number two, it doesn't matter. It's exhibition, all you want to call it. But yeah, that is your Saturday starting line and quarterback. It will be Justin Fields. It will be Jalen Moore, Kingsley, Creed, Caliendo, and Khalil Benson.
I wonder what Tampa's going to do from a starting standpoint as well in their game, and what they're going to do and how many plays and quarters their guys are going to see. Vita Vea just signed yesterday to a one-year deal, so his hold-in is now officially over. I don't think we're going to see him probably in that game because he hasn't done anything yet. I wonder how long Baker's going to play in this one. You know, I would imagine Baker probably plays at least the first quarter of this game. I'd love to see our defense get tested a little bit if that's possible. One thing I took away from Spags, it was either yesterday or the day before, they asked him about Peter Woods. He goes, I just didn't play him enough. I need to see more Peter Woods out there and see what he can do. But again, he had that ankle that he was nursing last week that you don't want to see get aggravated in a preseason game. So hopefully he's back to the level where we can actually get some more Peter Woods being played. And Mac, as you kept mentioning last week, playing alongside Chris Jones mm-hmm. is something we really need to see as well.
100%. Yeah, greatly changes what he does and his responsibilities if 95's out there.
Yeah, major changes of his responsibilities. Makes the game easier for him.
Big time.
A little nugget here is we always say do nice things for people you never know. This comes from Taylor Burr of Fox 4. Xavier Worthy made a Young Chiefs fans day again, giving him an Xbox on the final day of training camp.
Sweet!
So that's always
cool.
Got to make somebody's day. Signs the Xbox, gives it to the kid. Dude. Kid's probably like less than 10 years old. I mean, dude, ear to ear. Right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, favorite player rest of his life.
Done. Yeah.
What a moment, man, doing nice things.
Until he drops a pass and that kid's like, that guy sucks.
Well, he didn't drop the Xbox.
Yeah, so he gave me an Xbox.
But that's always awesome to see that, as he's done that now year after year, because they obviously take their game systems down there. He probably goes like the local Walmart, just buys one and then plays it down there during camp, and then it becomes some
kids. Oh, yeah, game used. Yeah, that's even cooler. I thought it was a new one, but no, I mean, to have – that's even cooler. Yeah, you get a game used, if you will, Xbox. That's neat. I love it.
The Chiefs just signed an offensive lineman?
Yeah, they did, but they also got rid of that Matt Wolosko. They signed one guy and got rid of that other guy, Matt, that he talked about being injured at practice the other day. So
yeah, Kellen Deesh.
Yeah, it's a roster move. You know, bring in one offensive lineman, cut another.
6'7".
What?
He is 6'7".
That's a big offensive lineman.
That's a big boy.
That almost seems too tall.
Was Too Tall Jones too tall?
He was, yeah.
I miss those commercials a lot. Was Honest Abe honest? Does this dress make me look fat?
Oh, wait, what was that for?
Yeah.
Geico,
yeah.
That was a great one.
And then they went to the pig, and then they went to the gecko.
Yeah.
And never left.
Nope, we got that.
20 years later.
Speaking of never left, Colin Cowherd and hot takes.
I think people are forgetting what has happened to Patrick Mahomes over the last 3 years. Not last year, not 2 years, 3 years. His yards and touchdowns have decreased every year. Over the last 3 years, his passer rating's lower than Russell Wilson in that time. His completion percentage in that stretch is worse than Daniel Jones. I mean, Josh Allen doesn't have the trophies, but you get 35 touchdowns a year from Josh Allen. And everybody complains about Buffalo's general manager isn't as good as Kansas City's or Philadelphia's or the Seahawks or the Rams. So is it the roster or is it Mahomes?
Mac?
This guy is ridiculous.
Been hanging out with Steven Inspector.
Hanging out with Inspector,
sure. I sent this to Steven yesterday. Right, I just sent blindly to God. Spector. I didn't add anything. Like,
See, look, Bob.
I didn't add any commentary or anything like that, and I just sent that to Steve Inspector, and his response back was,
Yeah, awesome.
Because he's been saying that Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes are the same quarterback.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's Spector's words, not mine. And now Colin Cowherd's saying it, so we know Spector has found himself a second job. Smart. and so he's writing material now for Colin Cowherd, and they're both doing it just to mess with you because that is as rage bait as it gets.
It is.
But for me, I know what he's doing because I do the same job. And so if you get out there and take the narrative that Patrick Mahomes is back, well, everybody has taken that narrative. So he's going to be different. He's going to compare it to what Patrick Mahomes has done over the last 3 years. Not that that matters going forward, but he's not wrong by saying those numbers. But if he thinks that Patrick Mahomes is one of these guys that is Russell Wilson, then he's out of his mind.
Yeah, using passer rating measures, pass attempts, completions, passing yards, touchdown passes, and interceptions. It has nothing to do with success rate or down and distance or how many times you've got sacked or how many drop passes you've had. Like, there's so many things you can look into. Passer rating, I mean, that's just the most basic thing ever. I don't care about passer rating.
But it's low-hanging fruit. It's right there, and it shows Patrick Mahomes is the same as Russell Wilson. So that furthers the argument.
Course.
He's
course,
able
no,
to go out
it.
There and,
oh,
do
we
that
all
and,
do it.
And get guys like you to, you know, get all raged bait about it. I laughed at it. I go, okay. I mean, this...
Of course.
Like, something
no,
like this is... Like, something like this is... That's just stupid by Colin. Come on.
I just don't want Spector to feel vindicated.
No, he does, though. But
that's,
he does.
That's
because,
great.
Because, like I said, he's working a part-time job writing for Colin Cowherd. It's the only explanation. There no two people on Earth can think the same thing about Patrick Mahomes being the same guy as Russell Wilson. Spector clearly is sending takes to him.
He went from J-Mac to S-Spec.
S-Spec, yeah. Spector also thinks the Chiefs are going to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years. How do they do that if Patrick Mahomes is Russell Wilson? They don't.
Wait. Hang on a second. He did say that?
Yes. Yeah, so he's like, oh, yeah, well, the Chiefs are going to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 seasons. Okay, well, that means Mahomes is the guy.
Yeah, then it's not
That's
Russell
how that
Wilson.
Happens, because so you also think this roster isn't that good, Spector, so make it make sense.
So he doesn't think the roster's good. He thinks Patrick Mahomes is Russell Wilson, but yet he still thinks the team's going to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years.
What the hell was that?
How did he arrive at that?
Chiefs country, let's chop.
I mean, seriously, how did he arrive at that?
I don't know. He said that the other day in a meeting we were having, and I after the fact, I kind of thought, I was like, well, how does he?
It's probably the drugs. Got back issues, right?
Does Colin Cowherd know that Patrick Mahomes is on pace to set the all-time success percentage rate at 51.9%?
Wow.
That's all time.
Damn.
As of right now, it's all time.
Amazing.
Hello, America.
I didn't know if he saw that yet.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that because that defeats the
52%
argument.
52% of the time, his success
That's
rate is
awesome.
Yeah, just like throwing that out there.
That's so good.
Spec.
Say that again.
He has a 51.9 success rate. Means that 52% of the time, Mahomes is successful with whatever he does. So more than half the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane.
And I'll look up Russell Wilson real quick for you, Spec. I know you're listening on your vacation.
Yeah, he's locked in.
Yeah. Russell Wilson's success rate all time is 45.4.
Oh, my God. Like, where does Mahomes' success rate compare with the other quarterbacks in NFL history?
Well, it's the best all time right now.
Oh, it is the best all time.
Yeah,
okay.
It's in gold. I can
That's
tell you
awesome.
Tom Brady's.
Yeah.
Now, again, Tom Brady played for 45 years in the NFL. His success rate all time was 49.6.
That's really
Damn
good, too.
Good.
Yeah.
Damn, so more amazing. Than every other play for Patrick Mahomes is positive yards. Got it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, got it, Steven.
But, you know, he's you know, Russell Wilson. For reference, Peyton Manning's all-time success rate is 51.4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So Stephen Cowherd, ladies and gentlemen. Colin Spector.
Stephen Spector is Colin Cowherd. He is.
816 says Colin Cowherd can suck it.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe we still have the cow turd drop in there anywhere.
I can look for it.
Also, I do like Colin, though. He is.
I do.
Oh,
I love Colin.
Yeah, no, yeah. And Bob's right to say that's the job, and that's how you do it, and you make a take. You find something, and you make it work. No, I get it.
And,
I understand
and you draw an emotion. It's a brilliant.
Yeah, it's
move.
why he's good.
Right. I mean, I wish Spector was writing that good it takes for us at times.
Well, he did get rid of the library. Coming up next, we get into more propaganda of Patrick Mahomes plus Cyrus Allen seen in the backfield in today's camp. So we can talk about more Cyrus Allen as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Saquon Thornton, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time and it feels like Josh's time to win.
Oh, I was waiting for more.
That's it.
That's it.
It's Josh's time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Josh's time to win. He didn't take advantage of it.
That was back in 25. That wasn't even this year.
Oh,
yeah. So I guess it's still Josh's time?
I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
Yeah. Probably does.
Shout out Kling.
Why do people continue to say that about Josh? And I'm not, like, taking a shot at Spector here. Like, everybody said, well, it's just Josh Allen's time. It's this guy's time. No, it's not. It's not your time until you go out there and do it. We're all not guaranteed just because you're one of the better quarterbacks right now in the NFL. You're not guaranteed a championship. You still have to go out there and do it.
It's a slow sports day.
Yeah.
Boo-doo, boo, boo-doo, boo.
Yeah. Yep.
That's Sesame Street. That sounds like Big Bird. Does that not sound like Big Bird?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
It's a slow sports day.
Yeah.
Boo-doo, boo, boo-doo, boo.
That's fun.
Must be a slow sports day. You guys are talking about a zebra.
This is going to make Mac very horny. Mm. Noel Williams with multiple interceptions today via Matt McMullen. It's a lighter 10-10-10 practice, so not full speed, but still good to see.
Still good to see.
He's been a beast, man.
Call Kling, see if he knows what that 10-10 practice is. And don't tell us if anybody knows. We don't want to know. Dusty doesn't know. I don't know. Mac probably does, but like, I don't know what the hell that means.
The best part about figuring that whole thing out is that it was created by Andy Reid.
I did not know that part. That is cool.
So nobody else is doing this other than Andy. It's a practice invented by Andy. Oh, okay. Very good. That's why they always do it, I guess.
Also, today is Carrington Harrison's birthday, so make sure you wish him a happy birthday. And for his birthday, he had Jay Binkley do the drive.
That's right. Jay Binkley today and tomorrow on the drive.
I don't know whose birthday it is. Jay's or Carrington's?
Jay's like, I get a birthday gift for Carrington's birthday. This is cool.
Well, that's cool. So J. Cole was last night. He got to go to J. Cole, kind of a birthday thing. And then, off today. That's awesome.
Hey, off today good and tomorrow, I think, is what Binkley said. He's going to be doing the drive. Yeah, at least I saw
shallow,
that.
Shallow. She's shallow with the blank. She's shallow.
Yeah, I wonder how it was. I'll have to ask.
It looked like it was rowdy. Like everybody was into it. Like standing up the whole time. I saw a bunch of people like on IG and Snapchat. They looked like they were having a good time.
It was my wife's birthday yesterday.
Shout out Siobhan.
I killed it, boys.
What'd you do?
Did you
get her a zebra?
I got two gold bracelets. I told her about the Jonas Brothers concert that I've already secured tickets for.
Took her out
to a nice dinner.
Like, just get married and spend all this money? Man, look at you.
Yeah.
Must be nice to be living in your tax bracket with no children.
That's exactly right.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really will.
That's cool. You guys have birthdays like almost like backdoor to each other.
That's close. Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, for my wife's birthday, I got her a piece of string and tied it around her wrist. There you go.
You like to drop these Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
From the 75. Speaking of slow sports day, did you see the headline of ESPN of the Oklahoma State coach killing armadillo in his yard last night?
That was a while ago. Okay, I'll give him. That was a while ago. I mean, that was at least an hour or so ago that I did say last night at 10 o'clock. ESPN sends a push notification allegedly saying that the Oklahoma State has shot and killed an armadillo in his backyard.
Why do I think of Joe Pesci from My Cousin Vinny when he keeps hearing all the animal noises? He goes out of the gun.
He just starts firing away. Like, honest to God, and I don't know the answer to this question. When I moved to South Texas out of school in 1999, I remember driving down I-35, and the deeper you got into Texas, you started to see more of these armadillos everywhere. Mm. Now I see them all over the roads, and like when you're driving to the lake, they're everywhere. What does an armadillo do, and why would you shoot the armadillo?
Yeah, do you eat them? Are they?
I don't think you do, because I did ask that once, and they go, no, there's not enough like good meat on the armadillo to eat. So, like, why would you shoot an armadillo? That's what I'm asking. Like, I don't know what an armadillo does.
An armadillo spends most of its time digging in the dirt for food, sleeping in underground burrows named Joe, and using its tough, bony shell to protect itself.
Okay.
So that's why
he shoots. So he's digging
into
your yard. It's ruining your yard. So it's like a mole, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Like that type of thing.
Yeah, it comes out at night.
But why is that a news story?
Eats bugs. Uses a sticky tongue.
But, like, why does ESPN feel the need to send a push notification at 10 o'clock at night for something like
Slow
that?
Sports day. It runs and jumps, swims and floats, and rolls into a ball.
Yeah, it definitely does, because when they get hit on the side of the road, they roll up into that ball, and you see the ball of an armadillo lying over there.
Well, I know that there used to be a place, I don't know if it's still there, it was, like, on the outer road of I-70, the Brass Armadillo.
Yeah, Brass Armadillo. Yeah. That was, like, an antique mall, though.
Yeah, they used to have the Das Boots there, and we found that out. We all went and bought one.
So, again, what am I missing with this story?
They're an armored mole. That's kind of how I feel that they are.
Yeah, that
I don't
works.
Know if that's true.
But so what if this guy shot one in his yard last night? Is he bringing it to practice and saying, you know, like, we're all going to be armadillos this season?
Apparently they carry leprosy.
Okay.
What college is the armadillo?
Oklahoma State?
No.
Oh, no. With coach?
No. Isn't there like an armadillo mascot? San Antonio. Ace the armadillo. Okay.
Ace.
For what?
San Antonio College. I don't know why I knew that. I knew there was an armadillo. I knew there was.
I never even heard of San Antonio College, and I lived there for 2 years.
Texas State University, the fighting armadillos.
That's a fake. That's a movie. I think that's a movie.
Fun fact about armadillos from the 816, they jump scare. So when you're driving down the road, and one is in the middle of the road, you can drive over the top of them.
No.
No.
And drive over the top of anything. You don't know if it's going to jump up or in the underneath of your car.
Armored possum is what some people are saying.
Speaking of weird animal facts, do you know
platypus?
The platypus. I don't know the I don't want to say, I mean the platypuses, the platypi.
Yeah, I think they're called platypi.
Platypi. Yeah. They produce milk, but they don't have nipples.
What?
Yeah,
I have nipples. Great.
I was just kidding. You produce milk, Dusty.
I mean, you can milk anything with nipples.
Hello, America.
Yeah.
Where does the milk come out of the platypus?
It oozes through their pores and their skin.
Yeah, no, that's why we don't have platypus milk.
They call it.
Whack job's going to start peddling that for a way to get gut health better. Drink platypus milk. It comes right out of their pores.
It's called Puggles.
Gross.
So, like, if it's platypus milk, is there a shortened, like, word for that? Like, how there's skim milk? Would it just be called
plat
or?
Yeah. Bad war.
I've been getting pounded this morning. all right, back to sports. Cyrus Allen yesterday made another spectacular catch against Mansoor Delane, which kind of took the social media to a frenzy, which he has done a very good job of doing so far in this camp, as I think he was the number one camp darling this year for Cody and Gold.
I mean, who would be number two at this point in time, right?
Maybe your boy Peter Woods or maybe Khalil Benson. That would probably be my top three camp darlings.
Which we've been told,
you know, obviously that Peter Woods, second round pick, can't really be a camp
first
darling.
First round pick
can't really be a camp darling in that sort of regard.
Yeah.
But Cyrus Allen ran away with it, not even close. But it was like, it seemed like it was part three yesterday of this ongoing, you know, novel that we were seeing of number 13 at wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. Today, seen in the backfield doing misdirections and stuff like that. So we kind of wonder like where that might, you know, come to fruition when it comes to the regular season.
Just roll it all out for us right now, man. Get us all excited about it. It's so good what they're doing with this guy.
But it is impressive because I know that it's against your own team and it's all that sort of stuff. But like, the thing that's impressive about it the most is that that was your number one pick. That's the sixth overall pick in the draft. He runs a 4.38, and Cyrus Allen got around him, made the catch, tracked the ball, and Mahomes put it on a dot. So that lets me know three things. Cyrus Allen has speed to compete in the NFL. That's not just like camp speed.
Right. No, it's not.
Number two, if Mansoor Delane is a guy that we think can be the guy in the secondary, you have that to go on to. And then number three, it's showing me that Mahomes and him are somewhere on a page that we didn't think they'd be at this point in the season, because he's able to know exactly where to put it, have it in stride, one-handed catch on the sideline. His know-with-all of the field is there as well. There's a lot to keep going with Cyrus Allen, but so far so good, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, look, that catch yesterday, I'm more wowed by that throw being as perfect as it was. I mean, you think you could do 10 times out of 10? How many times is that pass perfect like that? I don't
know the answer.
Yeah, Russell Wilson probably. Yeah, Spectre's texting. You know, Russell Wilson makes that throw 10 times out of 10. I'm like, whatever. So that pass coupled with the knee injury, right? We've heard so many people, he's not going to be able to throw the deep ball anymore. He's lost the deep ball. Yep. That was as perfect a deep ball as I've ever seen Patrick Mahomes play. The coverage was right there in oven mitts, which is crazy to see these guys. I love when they do stuff like that, put oven mitts on them or the porta potty drill from back in the day. That ball was placed so perfectly. Cyrus Allen looked like a veteran the way he was tracking that ball too. Like, guys, I'm going to continue to go back to this. It's all about teaching. It's all about learning. They've got good teachers now on offense at those positions that were lacking over the last couple of years, from the wide receivers and the running backs for that matter as well. Maybe if you have DeMarco Murray as your running back coach last year, you don't get a guy running into the backside of the offensive line every single time, letting these guys know, hey, you got to hit the hole, not that guy's backside. So the coaching, the teaching, the learning, you can already see it. And I guarantee you that Cyrus Allen wouldn't be this good if we didn't have Chad O'Shea here as that wide receiver coach. He'd be good, but he's taking it to the next level because they have the right coach in place right now.
Yeah, there was a great clip of him the other day, Chad O'Shea, and it was just like, it's so night and day.
Oh,
man.
It's so good.
So night and day.
But again, guys, we didn't know who the wide receiver coach was a year ago. That guy was never mic'd up. He was never around. We never talked about him.
Yeah, for a reason.
And for a reason.
The one time he did have that interview, it went viral because he sounded like an 18-year-old surfer.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
Was that the last time he talked?
No, it was a couple years ago. It was at the end of I can't remember. Can't remember when it was. It was a couple years ago. I think it was. I don't think it was last season. But
and they had Connor Embry talk to the media.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, I don't know, dude. You know, it's just like literally is what he sounded like.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Yeah, I was like, what is going on?
Let it hang, dude. We got Mahomes.
I mean, then you look at Chad O'Shea, and he's. I mean, that's the difference again between a student doing well in a class and a student not doing well.
It's
that teacher. That teacher, you got to have that connection with that teacher. You got to have a teacher that's passionate. You have to have a teacher that knows the subject matter. Like if I went into a classroom right now and started teaching algebra, those kids would be terrible at algebra. And they'd be like, oh, these kids are dumb. No, it's the teacher that sucked. And that's on Andy Reid for putting the wrong guy in charge.
Every student, blow it out your ass, Mr. Fesco.
Yeah. All right, X equals Y. You know, like, that's what it's like, and that's what the Chiefs were doing for the last couple of years. With all of these young wide receivers that they had, it's no wonder none of them took off. They had Bob Fesco teaching them algebra.
The other thing, too, is, you know, what do you do if Cyrus Allen does what Jay Binkley thinks he can do?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. It depends, because it looks like they're going to use him a lot. I mean, you know, the way Richie Rice and the availability and then you think, all right, well, who else is going to be out there? Tyquan Thornton, obviously he was in pads again yesterday, but the hamstring, you know, always concerns you. And then Xavier Worthy with the lingering stuff that he's got on. So Cyrus is going to get his chance. So, you know, 850 in yards, whew, maybe.
850.
Yeah.
Whew. Is that awesome or is that a problem is where I look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got to think that Kelsey's going to have, I'm gonna say over under 650 yards for Travis Kelce this year.
I'd like to take the under, but I think it's going to be over.
I'm going to go over.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's Rashee Rice, Worthy, and then aforementioned Tyquan Thornton. No mention of Cyrus Allen. If he has 850 yards, does that mean that he has just arrived and he's just that guy? Or does that let you know that either Rice or Worthy are, we've seen the best of those two?
I don't think we've seen the best of those two yet. I really don't. I don't think we've seen the best of Rice and Worthy at all. I think that I think they're going to have a good year this year, again, because of the coaching and all that. And then I think next year is when we can say, okay, now we've got ourselves some wide receivers. But I don't think we're going to see the best of those guys. When I see the best of those guys, that means it's like the end of those guys. So I think they're going to continue to trend upward after this season. I would hope so anyway.
Yeah, I'd hope so too. The team needs them too, right? They need to keep going, need to keep getting better. I think Xavier Worthy's a guy that you have to scheme open. That's what I feel. That's my budding take with Xavier Worthy. We see Cyrus Allen on that Mansoor Delane play. Like, that's a guy with an already amazing release right off the line of scrimmage, getting open by himself. I think Xavier Worthy, like, that has tools to be really useful in an offense, but I don't think he's just like gonna beat someone one on one by himself. I think you have to scheme him open. If you have other weapons around him, which he hasn't really had, also hasn't played as much, he might be a huge weapon as a number two, number three wide receiver. But 850 yards, to what Binkley said, I mean, that would have been third last year in rookie yardage. Tetero McMillan.
He doesn't go by Tet.
Over 1,000. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, his mom made sure we all knew that. Over 1,000 yards. Emeka Egbuka, 938. So then 850 would have been third in the league above Tyler Warren.
So quick math, if you guys think.
For rookies.
Thank you.
So 4,100 yards for Mahomes. You'd be okay with that?
Yeah.
41? Yeah.
Okay. Let's say that Cyrus Allen has 850. You say that Travis Kelce, let's say 750 for Travis Kelce, right?
Okay.
That means there's 2,500 yards left for Mahomes to throw to. Split between Thornton, Walker, DeMarcado, Rice, and Worthy.
Emmett Johnson.
So there's 2,500 yards left on the table. If he throws for 4,100 and 750 go to Travis and 850 go to Cyrus.
I'm going to give 1,200 to Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
Okay.
1,100 or 1,200 probably. Yeah.
That leaves you with 1,300 yards passing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 1,300. Leaves you with, 1,300.
Okay, yeah, 1,300, yeah. Yeah. Then right? And then, like, what, 600 to 700 for Xavier? And
yeah.
Is that okay if Cyrus Allen out-yards Xavier Worthy?
Absolutely. I don't have a problem with that at all. I don't care who gets the targets. I'm not a fantasy football player. I'm a win-games guy. I don't give a rat's ass who leads this team in targeting. I don't care where they were drafted. I don't care about any of it, man. Whoever steps up and plays big, let's go.
Yeah, I'm with you. It'd just be the other side. It'd be, okay, disappointing for that first-round pick, Xavier, not to be, you know, living up to it. But, yeah, let's say 600 or 700 yards for him. So what does that leave you, 700 or 600 yards left?
Yeah.
All right, 600 yards to all the running backs?
Yeah.
Ish?
Because I think
Tyquan Thornton, I guess, yeah.
Because Kenneth Walker at 235, I think, last year. I put it in a tweet earlier about Kenneth Walker's stats last year. I think it was like 230-something. You would assume that might be there. Breshard Smith's going to be out there. DeMarcado's going to be out there.
So, yeah, maybe it's 300 or 400 of the running backs and the other 300 or 400 to Tyquan Thornton.
Because this comes from Jay Binkley via text. Cyrus against man-to-man when running routes against man-to-man coverage last season, Allen had a 75% success rate according to Reception Perception.
Jesus.
Reception Perception? That's a great handle.
Yeah, that is.
75% success rate, though, seems very nice.
That's very high.
Yeah.
And that's
in the
Big 12.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because my question is, we've seen the highlights of Cyrus Allen doing all this, like, stuff that's, like, put us to the level of, like, you have the people that are, like, pumping the brakes, being like, I don't know about it. Let's just see the guy play. And then there's the other side of it where...
Is anybody pumping the brakes anymore on Cyrus Allen? I don't feel like we see any of that.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's fantasy related. But like I said yesterday, like, after seeing what you've seen from Cyrus Allen, where you draft him in your fantasy leagues. And almost everybody said waiver wire, last pick of the draft, like whatever.
I like to see all those people in their fantasy drafts picking Cyrus Allen a lot higher than what they're saying on social
media.
Now,
again, you can base this on Kansas City drafts, but this was like, you know, I'm based in Kansas City. I assume most of my, if not all my followers are Kansas City based. And the majority of them were saying, like, yeah, this would be a guy that, like, I'd wait and play, or I would wait and see, or I would stash. There will be, Mac, in our drafts, there will be people that will take Cyrus Allen 10th, 11th round.
Yep.
And I don't hate that. Now, again, depending on what you did with the rest of your draft, right, if you went receiver heavy and you wait till, like, those later ends of the draft where it's, like, 10 or 11, you're like, okay, this is where I'm going to take – Dak, or this is where I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers, because I don't really plan on my quarterback putting up numbers. But I don't know, man. I think Cyrus Allen, and again, we talked to Ben Maller off the record, and I was like, do you know who Cyrus Allen is? He goes, no, I don't know who that is. L.A. based.
Yeah.
So that lets you know, like, yeah, right now it's obviously very well.
And that was last week, I think, too.
No, that was today.
You did ask him today about Cyrus Allen?
Or maybe it was last week.
No, it was last week. It was definitely last week.
Yeah, last week.
So maybe he knows him now, too, because everybody's pushing him out there, right? You can't go on X. And again, this is our algorithm. But still, I mean, you go on X and you just see all this Cyrus Allen stuff. It's like, I don't hear any of those NFL insiders trying to tell you to slow play it or anything like that. Sometimes you just happen to get, I don't even want to say dumb luck because it's hard work by the scouts, but sometimes you just get fortunate and find a guy that nobody else is looking at who's just sitting there in the fifth round for you. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm trying to find his actual over-under for yards, Cyrus Allen.
Oh, you're going to have to dig deep on that. Just send an email to Jimmy, and he'll send it to you, because he always says at the end of his emails, if you need anybody individually, let me know.
Yeah, because you're right. You're not going to be able to get it.
Yeah, no, you would not have him on the board at anything, so that's when you're going to have to seek out. Shoot Jimmy an email. Ask him what it is.
No, I will. Yeah, I think 850 is too high. I will say that. Really like Cyrus Allen, but I'm more in that six-ish range.
I mean, again, that's where we get the double-digit sack stuff. 850, oh, that doesn't sound like a lot. That's like 50 yards a game,
a
that, or 100 yards a game or whatever you want to say. That's a lot, yeah.
That's a lot.
And somebody says, on the text line, Dusty not like Emmett Johnson. He's got to be two ahead of DeMarcado and Smith. I don't believe so, not yet.
No, I agree.
I think that we see this every year. There's a running back that looks good, and then it comes back to, can he block? Can he be there? Can he protect? I think it's DeMarcado as of right now.
Yep.
And I think he's competing with Breshard Smith of who the number three is. Again, Emmett Johnson is a rookie. He looks really good against the Rams. I'm not taking that away from him. But I am high on Emmett Johnson. I just think I know where this team tends to go. They signed Ken Walker. They signed DeMarcado. They drafted drafted Breshard Smith 2 years ago. But they drafted Emmett Johnson this year out of Nebraska. I'm not down on him.
Yeah, of course.
I just know the trend of this team, and DeMarcado is going to be that guy. Whether you like it or not, that's just the way the Chiefs are going to run things.
Completely agree.
Or DeMarcado just gets cut, and we go, why did we even sign this guy? It's one or the other.
Like Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah, exactly. Andy Reid spoke, according to Nate Taylor, Mahomes, Trey, Josh Simmons, and Ashton Gelati will not play in the exhibition game. Justin Fields will play into the second quarter, they're saying. Well, whatever that means.
Well, he kind of has to. You have him, Nussmeier, and Oladokun.
Yeah.
That's it. So
Nussmeier would have played more last week, but he got that little injury or whatever it was. He got a little hiccup.
Oladokun should play next week when he can audition himself.
Mac, I did find the audio of Connor Embry last year talking about the wide receivers.
Broad, he's dropping. He's just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted.
There you go. We'll wrap this show up on the other side on a fun Thursday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Jaden Candy, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, coming up in studio, Alex and Cody and Headband Drew.
Was he working out before the show today?
I don't know. If you did 10 to 2, would you do a workout before or after?
Yes, I would go. I'd be like my wife. I'd get there probably at 5 a.m., go get my workout in and get on with the day.
Yeah. Did you ever do like a 3 a.m. workout?
You and I talked about that, and I did a cup twice. I got up and ran on the treadmill downstairs in the basement, and I just decided there's no reason to do that.
3 o'clock in the morning. Gotta get these steps.
That was a good treadmill.
Shut up, Dad.
No, they couldn't hear me. They're upstairs, and I was down in the basement. And so you close the door and you keep it quiet. But it's like, it's too early to get up and do that kind of stuff.
Can you guess what song played last at camp?
Closing time.
Correct. Mac, who sings it?
I don't know.
Semisonic.
Nice Sonic.
One and only song they ever had.
Oh, yeah. That was it.
That's all that mattered.
Yeah.
That was what the 90s was full of, was just one-hit wonders.
I think every decade has that. You know, you got your, like, the Beatles, Rolling Stones, all one-hit wonders. ABBA.
She loves the Beatles, and I love the Stones.
Yeah, that was, 1999 is when I graduated college, and I remember the guy, the chancellor, gave the keynote for us. My sister had Bono at her graduation. I had the chancellor of KU at mine give the keynote, and the difference.
She had Kyle Isbell?
Yeah, she did. It was awesome. Yeah. So I look at that, what he said, and that was his line in the speech. It's closing time. You can't go home, but you can't stay here. So get the F out. Like, what? Thanks. Way to send you out to the real world, you know?
That's fair.
What do you think the best, this is just the music database, what do you think the best one-hit wonder is?
It's The Outfield.
No, it's...
Chumbawamba?
I think it's going to be Come On Eileen is probably number one on that list. Yeah, Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba's up there. Hanson's, you know, Mbop has to be on that list. And then the one that everybody hates is the one... Oh, man.
I would have sworn it would have been The Outfield. I don't want to lose your love. Like, I don't want to lose you.
Yeah, I'm not seeing these, but this may be a bad list.
Okay, what's number one on the list?
Macarena.
Oh, that's not a, I mean.
Yeah.
And then
this is this is number two. Yep.
Coneheads made that popular.
Oh, Come On Eileen, was that what someone
said? Yeah, I said Come On Eileen.
That's three.
Yeah, we used to listen to this in college at the wheel all the time. Great song.
This is number four.
That's four?
No, this is four. Play it.
Play it.
Play it, man.
What do you mean play it live?
Oh, I was right said Fred. Yeah.
On the catwalk.
Yeah.
That's where Jack Caglione hit one earlier in the season in Tampa.
No, that was the B ring, the D ring.
The D ring.
The D ring. Yeah. The D ring. Yes.
That's what Mac bought.
What else we got?
I've been pounded this week. Okay, after that, you've got, this is another good one.
I love this song. Oh, yeah, I discovered this song in America.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We can give you credit for this.
Yeah, I don't want the credit for it, but it was unbelievable. I mean, I was working minor league baseball, and we had this guy, Eliezer Alfonso, for the New Jersey Cardinals. He made it to the big leagues.
Great guy.
And he wanted that song played. And he came from, I think, the Dominican. He goes, there's this band down in the Dominican that plays this song. They sent me to New York City to find this album. And I did. And it's the original one. Like 6 months later, we're in Lawrence at school. And all of a sudden, the song comes on the radio. And my friend Drew looks at me, who came out to New Jersey that summer. He's like, oh, my God, what is happening here? I go, I don't know, man, but now this song is all of a sudden popular 6 months after we were playing it for this guy's walk-up song.
Wow.
Yeah, by the original, whoever it was back in 98. Months later, the Baja Men take this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. I got the original version, and I probably still have that CD somewhere. I'm going to have to look for that. Oh, good one.
Mm-hmm. Want to guess what his real name is?
Like, I know what it is, but it's something like John Johnson or something weird.
John Johnson.
It is not John Johnson. It's like Rob Van Dinkle or
something
like that.
No, it's something like that, yeah.
And then his explanation, whenever you get bored and you're like on the John, look up his, it's like an interview on like some late night show like Dateline or something like that. And he's like, so a lot of people are saying that you have stolen the Queen and David Bowie. Yeah. And he's like, no. He's like, theirs goes doon, 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 doon. Mine goes doon, 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 doon. There's that. Right. You're like, what? You have lost, sir. Like, you lose. Good day, sir.
But at least I give him credit, though. He's in on the bit now of who he is, right?
Right.
Rob Van Winkle. That's his name.
Rob Van Winkle. Him and, what's his name? Why am I drawing a blank? The guy from Star Trek.
Oh.
Shatner. He's in on the bit too. Like, once you're in on the bit, it's better. The William Shatner thing that he's doing with shatting, have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
The commercials with that? Hysterical. Be in on the bit. It's better that way.
Man, we are getting everybody's one hit wonders. American Pie, Don McLean. Lance says, Who Let the Dogs Out? Somebody, nope, that's not a song. Jump Around by House of Pain. Mambo Number 5,
Lou Bega.
The Proclaimers, 5,000 Miles, Family Hit a great region of that, Return of the Mac by Mac Morrison.
Great song, one of the greatest songs ever.
Then somebody says The Way by Fastball.
Great song too, I love that song.
Depressing
man.
Song, but yes, great
is
song.
Is it really?
I believe it is about a couple that decides to commit suicide in a car, kind of similar to Thelma and Louise.
Oh, no kidding, like I always
Cliff
love
Clavin
that song.
In the house, baby.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs of the 90s, and that now you're telling me it's that, I'm like, oh man.
Well, I mean, you know, by Ben Folds, The Brick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Songs about abortion. which I never knew that. I was like, she's a brick. I'm drowning slowly. So she's taking me down with her, like, and I'm drowning with her. But it's like, you think of it, it's like lightning crashes.
Yeah.
Same, that's a bad song.
Yeah,
same song.
I love that song too. I'd rather not know what songs are about, to be honest.
That's always an interesting thing because I don't think Bob Dylan is a good singer, but by gosh, can he write songs, man? Yeah. Like, all the words, I'm like, okay, this makes sense. And then you hear it, it's like, I like grass and mowing. You're like, okay, this is really terrible.
Ding, 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 ding.
6 weeks after listening to Bob Dylan. But yeah, man, I could have...
Hurricane's one of the greatest songs ever, though. I mean, that song by Bob Dylan is phenomenal.
Somebody says one of the best one-hit wonders is JAC by Cody Tapp. Followed up by the next text, Brett Beachtown by Bob Fesco.
That's not a one-hit wonder. We got a lot of those.
Yeah, we got more. Yeah. Yeah,
we got O Manning from back in the day.
Yeah, Choosing Texas.
Yeah, Choosing Texas.
I agree with this texture too. Fastball is not a one hit wonder. I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know. They got
that might have been their biggest song.
Yeah.
Duncan Sheik is another one hit wonder from the 90s, Barely Breathing.
Barely Breathing.
I always thought that was Ross from Friends that sang that song.
Oh, I could see that.
Eagle Eye Cherry, Save Tonight, banger.
Yeah, there's an MTV Classic channel now that I have, and I'm watching all these old videos from the 90s. We don't have that anymore.
Pop-up video.
That was so good.
Man.
You learned so much on pop-up video.
You think I didn't watch that?
Right, I know. I was just saying, you were probably dialed in. The pop-up video was great.
I was on that like Mac was watching routes in college.
Yeah.
And you see this guy like, dude, we have a test in 2 hours. Yeah. But this guy hit this out hitch. Like, you have to see this. But no, it's Saturday, Bucks, Kansas City. Tomorrow's Friday. We're excited for that as well.
Woo.
Advent Health Championship at Blue Hills Country Club.
Is Dana playing
today.
In this?
No, didn't qualify.
She didn't?
No, didn't qualify.
I thought she'd be in this thing.
No, unfortunately not. The Sign by Ace of Base.
Good song, but Ace of Base isn't a one-hit wonder.
No, All She Really Wants is another one of theirs.
All That She Wants is a Bowl of Gravy. Tomorrow, because all that she wants is a bowl of gravy. Hey.
But yeah, so we got announcement today. Justin Fields going to play into the second quarter. No Josh Simmons.
Oh,
no
the
Trey
tweet
Smith.
By Pro Football Talk just came out. Patrick Mahomes will not play on Saturday.
Thank
no
you.
Kidding,
Thanks.
Mike.
Savage Garden, also not a one-hit wonder. Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Yes, good song.
And then Cherry Cola, or whatever that song's called. So they had two. Give them credit. But no, good show today. Have fun. Cody and Gold in studio. They're both wearing pants.
What?
Yeah, you'll see. I got, right when I walked out, I said, oh, you're really embellishing being back at AC. You're wearing pants.
Pants?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
And they have a short show. Royals at 110 today as they go for the sweep of a four-game series against the A's.
So the Chiefs got a 10-10-10 practice, and Cody and Gold get a short show today?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
That's right, yeah. And they're all wearing pants.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Pants on the ground.
Yeah,
pants
that's a one hit wonder right there.
Acting like a fool with your pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Or your hat turned sideways. Pants.
Who was the guy that, like, where that girl
William
was
Hung.
Living in the basement for that long and he said, I had ribs with the guy? That turned into a song. Remember that one?
I don't know that song.
Yeah, Henry and Jay used to play it all the time on their show. That guy in Cleveland where that girl was being kidnapped next door and they didn't know, and she was in there for like 20 years. You don't remember that story?
I think I'm going on a rabbit hole after the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a great rabbit hole story. This girl was like held captive in a basement for 20 years, and then they interviewed the neighbor. He's like, I used to have ribs with this dude. I had no idea. And it turned into this whole song. Yeah.
What kind of ribs were they?
Well,
find out tomorrow on Friday's show.
I mean, imagine hanging with your neighbor for 20 years, and he was you know, keeping people hostage in the basement.
Well, it's like the Dahmer documentary, his neighbor.
Yeah.
I just thought they were ham sandwiches. Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah, dude. Real quote from the real documentary of that.
BBL
like,
stinky.
I just couldn't imagine, dude, like finding that out like 4 years later. I'd be like, I am effed in the head, dude.
I don't know what I would do.
Somebody said it's dead giveaway, Bob.
Dead giveaway. That's right. Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway.
Somebody says, I need Dusty on my music trivia night. Let me know anytime. I'll join you. I love music trivia. I love you all for joining the show. We'll be back on a Friday to wrap this week up. As always, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. Cody, Gold, and Drew coming up next from 10 to 2. Keep your pants off the ground.